The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of July, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we are starting off your Tuesday edition with Hacker News. Did you ever use TimeHop? If you did, you might want to go check on your account about right now. Those of you who don't know what TimeHop is, that's that app that kind of takes all your social media posts from the past and then says, hey, remember this? Well, now they got a little problem on their hands over there at TimeHop right now. Yeah, they suffered a data breach on July 4th. How bad? 21 million people bad. Yes, from what we can see, the hacker had access to 21 million users. This includes your name, of course, your email addresses, and probably some phone numbers, too, if you put them on there. Now, the hacker got in through TimeHop's cloud computing account, which, by the way, wasn't protected by the multi-factor authentication. Whoops. Now, one would have thought maybe TimeHop would have said, hey, wait a minute, something's going on, let's shut it down. Well, they did notice that 2 hours later. Now, here's the real kicker for you. This attack actually started back in December 19th of last year. All they did was create a new admin account, logged in twice, and then that was that. Meaning somebody has not been paying attention for quite a few months. Now, apparently, users' personal data has not been circulated online yet, at least not on the online we could see. Don't know about that dark web. And TimeHop says they've employed a cyber threat intelligence company that will track whether the email addresses, phone numbers, and users' names appear on forums and lists on the internet and, of course, the dark web. So, yep, it's pretty much just a wait-and-see game right now. Hey, speaking of waiting and seeing, we might be seeing a new Surface tomorrow. Yeah, Microsoft's been kind of sending out some teases here and there about a new Surface device announcement for tomorrow, or possibly even today. Now, this image that appeared on the official account for Surface shows the current Surface lineup with a date of July 11th. Then it has a time right alongside it, says 6 a.m. Now, Microsoft had used this image previously, but it never displayed the dates or times, so it's slightly different. Of course, there's also those rumors going around about them launching a $400 Surface tablet so they can compete better with Apple's iPad. On over to the U.S. of A for our U.S. listeners, particularly people that are on Dish Network. I'm sure you've known already that you can integrate Alexa with your Dish Hopper, but apparently Google thought, well, it's time for us to do the same thing too. Yes, now you can welcome Google's AI to your Dish Hopper. So now, as long as you've got an Android device or an iPhone loaded with the AI's app, or if you got a home speaker or home mini, you can now navigate through your channels and show you what's not really on 387 channels. You can also ask the assistant to play, pause, fast forward, rewind, all the stuff you used to be able to do with your fingers, but you're just too lazy to do it now. And finally, Apple has now released another update. Yes, another one. These things are like coming like every 3 or 4 days, aren't they? I know I'm exaggerating, but still, it kind of feels like it. Well, yeah, now they've released iOS 11.4.1. And what does it do? Well, it fixed some bugs that we've had for quite a while now. But it does one thing that's pretty necessary. Keeping your phone more secure. Yes, this update contains a new security feature called USB Restricted Mode. Basically, it keeps your device from being opened by law enforcement and private companies, meaning when they connect the lightning cable to it, they ain't gonna be able to do anything with it. Of course, after installing the update, it's gonna have to be activated first, meaning you'll have to go to settings, check your face ID or touch ID, and passcode. Then you'll see a new toggle for USB accessories, meaning that once your iPhone or iPad has been locked for over an hour straight, iOS will no longer allow USB accessories to connect to the device. Basically, with all those cracking tools out there, it'll make them worthless. Now, of course, aside from that, yes, I did mention bug fixes. Particularly one of the big bugs is for the fix for Find My AirPods. It will actually now find them. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website for our podcasts, our blog, and review. Get on over there. Get subscribed to everything right now. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be returning to you on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.